In the Czech capital, Pivovarský dům, a brewpub right in the center of Prague with a microbrewery on its premises, as well as its sister establishment, Pivovarský klub, a restaurant that offers hundreds of beer varieties, were among the first to promote small regional beers. With the current renaissance of microbrews in full swing, Pivovarský klub continues to showcase the best of what the Czech Republic's small brewers have to offer. Pivovarský klub's Aleš Dočkal talks to Sara Borůvka in this week's Spotlight about how he got his start in the hospitality business, the beer industry, as well as how many kinds of beers his restaurant has on offer.
For example, this is a very interesting beer, Schlenkerla, that is made fully out of smoked malt. The Germans themselves call this beer a liquid ham.
Aleš Dočkal, the manager of Pivovarský klub, explaining some of the curious beer choices at his pub and restaurant in the Prague neighborhood of Karlín. Here, beer enthusiasts can choose from hundreds of bottled brews.
Among our beers, there are several beers that even have some interesting story behind. Let's say this is the strongest beer, bottom fermented beer, recorded by the Guinness Book of Records, with the name of Samichlaus, which is in Swiss-German Santa Claus. And that is a beer that is brewed only once a year, really on the day of St. Nicholas, on the 6th December. And that beer ages full year until next, when it is distributed and a new batch of beer is made.
But of course, foreign beers are only a small part of what Pivovarský klub has on offer. Czech brews are also heavily represented. I asked Mr. Dočkal to describe the restaurant and what you can find here a bit.
My idea was, while in other restaurants serve sometimes hundreds of dishes, with one beer we would serve one dish with hundreds of beers. Well, this is, of course, a joke, but currently we run some 240, 250 beer brands in bottles, plus six beers on tap, and the selection of the beers on tap always and constantly changes. So since opening, we have run through our beer bar some 400 beers on tap, and we want to present to the Czech public more than just the bottom fermented Pilsner style beer. So in this restaurant you can find many various beer types, from Weizens to Belgian lambic beers, Abbey beers, India pale ales, whatever, just name it. So the diversity and this large selection of beers is what makes our restaurant unique.
Pivovarský klub, opened in 2005, is the sister restaurant to the brew pub Pivovarský dům, which also houses a microbrewery on its premises, just a few blocks away from Wenceslas Square. Aleš Dočkal explains how he first got started in the restaurant business.
Pivovarský dům started all this. We opened in 1998. Actually, the idea is very, very old. My lifetime friend, with whom we were traveling and enjoying our school vacations some 35 years ago. As a coincidence, that time I was a student of the hotel trade school and he was a student of the technical college specializing in fermenting industry, namely beer production. So we were dreaming that once, when we grow up, we would have a house where he would make beer and I would have a restaurant and sell that beer, which that time was obviously a nonsense, because during the communist time, where there was no private entrepreneurship and whatsoever, these were just really childish dreams. Well, the situation changed, and more than three decades later, these old dreams came true.
Pivovarský dům opened at a time when microbreweries were still quite a new phenomenon in the Czech Republic, in 1998, not even a decade after the fall of communism. Since then, the restaurant with its small, unsighted brewery has flourished. While the traditional Czech menu, with many dishes that have been prepared with the Czech Republic's national drink, including pancakes with beer marmalade for dessert, is popular with tourists and locals alike, the beer remains the main attraction. Aleš Dočkal describes what he has on tap and how much of it is brewed yearly.
Pivovarský dům actually brews beer just for its own restaurant. So the microbrewery runs at its almost maximum capacity. We brew there 8 beers. Some of them are all the time. The basic, of course, is the bottom fermented Pilsner style, unfiltered, unpasteurized pale lager. And, of course, the dark version of the lager as well. Then we were one of the first, and for some time, for several years, even the only one brewery in the whole country that made top fermented wheat beer, Weizen. So that's always on tap there. And then we were probably the first ones who put on tap flavored beers on a regular basis. So our coffee beer, sour cherry beer, banana beer, and nettle beer with a greenish color are evergreens of our selection. And that all is supplemented by what we call a special of the month that changes with the season throughout the year. So on the 8th tap, we always have something special, from flavored beers with really unusual flavors to other beer types. One of our highlights past year was Russian Imperial Stout, really strong and excellent stout, which is a type of beer very strange to our market.
Having opened over a decade ago, Pivovarský dům is one of the country's first successful microbreweries, and its sister establishment, Pivovarský klub, also celebrates microbrewery culture. What is the status of smaller beer producers in the country now, over 20 years since the end of communism, and will their brews become even more popular? I put the question to Mr. Dočkal.
I believe so. Look, while the industrial breweries, especially those regional mid-size industrial breweries, have really hard time to survive the fierce competition imposed by the supranational groups and those, you know, biggest breweries, the microbreweries have a good chance to survive, or, you know, to bloom, actually, because they have no competition, actually. Most of the microbreweries brew some beer for their own restaurant, so for them, another restaurant is rather a competition than some big brewery or even the biggest breweries on the market. And the customers are ready now, or are getting ready more and more, to appreciate craft beers, the higher quality, something else, something that really is different from the mass production. And people are also ready to pay for the quality and the choice. Imagine when we opened our Pivovarský dům those 13 years ago, we were even not yet 20 in the country. The current number of microbreweries is some 110, with many more to open. And I believe that there is still room in the market for maybe at least 100 more of such microbreweries. And I think this would be a really very, very good balance to the mass production of the biggest breweries.
The team behind Pivovarský dům and Pivovarský klub has also realized that as microbrews become more and more popular, the appeal of home brewing increases as well. To cater to those who would like to make their own beer but are not equipped to do so, Pivovarsky Klub now offers beer enthusiasts the chance to make their own libations.
This is a package of services. The principal thing is that anyone who's interested in brewing his or her own batch of beer has that chance here. But it's not only about the brewing itself. It is supposed to be a pleasant day who those people who buy this package spend here in the restaurant. So, step by step, under supervision of expert brewmaster, they will prepare their own batch of beer, and they can choose any type of beer they want to brew, including stout, porter, or, you know, we are able to bring the needed material, needed malts, necessary hop varieties, and everything what's necessary to make the typical type of beer.
In 2010, Pivovarsky Klub even appeared in the Prague episode of the well-known American TV series No Reservations, with celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, who went to the restaurant with local beer expert and journalist Evan Rail, where they had this exchange.
This is a nice place for beer in the sense that it has six kinds of beer on draft.
Right.
They're all from regional producers you'll never see anywhere else in Prague or outside of the country.
So they're basically exclusively here.
Yeah, these are breweries from the outskirts of Moravia or Bohemia that send in one keg, and they sell it until they run out of beer.
The success of both Pivovarsky Klub and Pivovarsky Doom is a testimony to the revival and celebration of this country's multifaceted beer culture. And if Aleš Dočkal's predictions hold true, we are only at the beginning of a veritable explosion of microbrews.
And that spotlight was written and produced by Sarah Borufka.